Thank you, Rob. It's a download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Coming up in 10 o'clock hour tonight, the frying pan, it's back. Steve Gadlin will give us his latest invention, and we'll poke holes in it, give him some constructive criticism. I have a good feeling about this one. I do. I have a good feeling. I think this is going to be the one. He joins us monthly here. He's had a couple of rough months, but I have a good feeling about tonight. And I know you're going to help out. 312-981-7200. You know, I had pledged, one of the pledges that I had made to myself, I like to do that at the beginning of the week, is that I'm going to watch The Bachelorette. And that was the thing. And I didn't do it. I let myself down. I'm very depressed about it, Tracy. I'm very depressed that I did not go forward with my pledge to myself to catch up on The Bachelorette. But that's why I have you. Tracy Swartz is the ink columnist for the Chicago Tribune. And, of course, they're a regular here on the download with the segment Reality Check. Tracy, good to talk to you.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So this week was not a good week for Chicago. Let's talk about The Bachelorette and get to the bottom of not only who's gone, but who's left.
Right. So this week, Monday's episode, we started off with a rose ceremony, which was not good for one of our Chicago contestants. Pretty unceremoniously, Rachel sent home Diggy, the Groupon senior analyst.
No, that was my guy, Diggy. Or wait, was it Iggy? Wait, was Iggy or Ziggy? Darn. I feel bad for him.
Well, she definitely sent home Diggy, and they just didn't connect. They didn't spend any time together, and he cried after she did not give him a rose, which was uncomfortable, at least for me. So he went home early in the episode, and then they had she had a one-on-one date with another guy, but she had a group date, which was a Bachelor Nation spelling bee.
Okay.
A bunch of the contestants had to go up and spell different things. Your guy, Iggy.
Iggy, yeah. Iggy's still in it.
Yeah, they did multiple rounds of the spelling bee. He went out on the second round for misspelling boudoir.
Okay.
He spelled it like Bordeaux the wine.
Okay.
So he was out pretty quickly.
Easy mistake to make for my boy, for Iggy.
Easy mistake. Anthony, the other Chicago guy, he works in schools technology. He went to Northwestern. He made it to the top three, but could not spell the word boutonniere. So he did not win the challenge.
Okay.
This guy named Josiah, he's an attorney from Florida, won the challenge. And he spent most of the episode bragging. They gave him like a gold cup for the spelling bee win. He was like drinking his booze out of a cup, and he was basically strutting around. So this did not please Iggy, and so he used his one-on-one time with Rachel to rag on Josiah. Now, this is like the second week he's done that. He did a very un-Chicago thing. He snitched.
Oh, no.
Other guys, and so it was very awkward.
Oh, Chicago's not looking good in this week. This is not a good week for Chicago.
Not looking good. So he snitched and then sort of went back and told Josiah and the other guys that he snitched on Josiah. So they proceeded to call him a couple names that I won't use on your family program.
Thank you.
They called him a gossip queen, the lamest dude in the house. They made some accusations about his physique and basically just started a verbal altercation how the episode ended.
That's how it ended. So they don't do – so I'm an old school Bachelor, Bachelorette fan where every episode at the end ended with a rose. Now they've switched it up where now they're doing it in the middle and things like that. So dumb.
Yeah, I think so because they've had a problem with spoilers and leaks and stuff. So I think that they sort of disguise the rose ceremony. It sort of like ends in the cliffhanger of – what's going to happen at the rose ceremony, and they show that first. So she'll have another rose ceremony early on in Monday's episode. This week, I don't know why, they're going to do an episode on Monday and Tuesday. So you get double the chance to watch The Bachelorette next week.
So there's a good chance that both of our guys are going to get cut this week.
There is a very good chance because, first of all, on this show, no matter what you say about trying to warn, you know, the star of the show about the contestants, like, nobody likes a tattletale on this show.
Right.
So she has a couple people, they're questionable, still left, but it's up to her to decide through this process whether they should stay or go, not for other contestants to just rag on them.
Well, you know, and we'll get to – so this could be a bad week for Chicago. The other thing, you know, when I pulled up today and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to get up to speed on The Bachelorette, right? So I type in Bachelorette. It took me a couple minutes to spell that right. And then I Googled it and I put it, you know, news, top news. And all it was about a former contestant being racially insensitive on Twitter to the new Bachelorette. And then there even was a big op-ed piece from HuffPo that was like, racism is not entertaining, it's gross, ABC. So there seems to be, I guess it's inevitable because the candidate is the first African-American woman to be on The Bachelorette. But, I mean, is this not the direction they want to go in where reality is facing reality?
It's very awkward, and she even acknowledges it. She sort of breaks the fourth wall on this past episode, talking about how much weight and pressure she feels being the first African-American bachelorette. One of the contestants on the show, Lee, a white guy, I think he's from the South, he posted some inflammatory racist tweets in his past before he was on this show.
Okay.
That, of course, came to light after the show started airing. She doesn't know this at the time. The guys who run this franchise say, oh, we don't know about it, which is just a breakdown of your background process because
they
were all
out
there.
About it and they're just playing it, but go ahead. Yeah,
exactly. But anyway, the other contestants sort of allude to it during, the show and, but no one really comes out to say that to her. So she has kept this guy, Lee, on, and she will go on this two-on-one date with him next week. And one of her black contestants who has been vocal against this guy who has, you know, made the racist tweet. So that's playing it up for, you know, the cameras. Here we are going on a two-on-one date with two very contestants who are very toxic together. So did she keep them around because she really liked them, or did she keep them around because producers nudged her and said, keep this guy around?
You know, you explain it in a great way. The reality of it makes me go, nah, pass. Like, just automatically, ooh, a double date with a toxic, possibly past racially insensitive tweet at 10. You know, all right. Let me ask you before I let you go, The Bachelor in Paradise, we talked about this show, was really in hot water last week. Last week we talked about it. I mean, it was raging that they had allegations of sexual misconduct, possibly on film. They sent everybody home. There was just so much drama about it. It kind of went quiet this week, but The Bachelor in Paradise is returning to filming. Talk about it.
Yeah, I feel so – I'm coming – back to you, the listeners, with my hat in my hand. I had blocked off my whole summer that this was going to be not back on the schedule.
Yeah, right.
So, but basically what they did is they did their own investigation. They did an investigation of themselves and found that no misconduct happened. And so they invited a bunch of the contestants back. They had previously released a cast list that was people who were not on the season of The Bachelorette, except for this guy, DeMario, who was part of this sexual misconduct allegation. So now they have not said which, if anybody from that original cast, a lot of cast members have kind of outed themselves and saying that they're coming back. Now, I will tell you that Diggy was spotted at the airport the first time around. Going to
You told us that, right? So he'll be back. He'll be back. Hopefully,
who knows if he'll be back? That's that's the big question. I haven't seen anything on his social media to indicate that he was heading back, but he was on that first round. But he couldn't be outright with it because he had not yet been kicked off of the Bachelor.
But now he's free and clear. He's been kicked off.
Right. He can probably say it. I just don't know what the rules are. ABC, I've contacted them this week. They're feels like they're on lockdown beyond the statements that they're putting out. But yes, it appears that there will be a Bachelor in Paradise. I am expecting at least a couple of the Chicago people, either on this season or in past seasons of iterations of the show, to appear, which means I am back to being on the couch watching for you this summer.
All right. That's good for all of us. That's good for Download Nation for sure. Tracy Swartz, the columnist for the Inc. column in the Chicago Tribune, and she is our regular with the segment Reality Check. We check out the reality shows and the Chicago connections. Tracy, always great to talk to you. Thanks for updating me. I don't have to watch next week.
It's twice, so you better watch. You have no excuses now. Man.